From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Yemen's former president Ali Abdullah Saleh has been killed, his party confirmed Monday, as a video showing what appeared to be his corpse circulated on social media. Correspondent Ed Uranian reports.
Former U.S. diplomat David Mack, now with the Middle East Institute, told VOA Saleh was one of the smartest political operatives in the Arab world, and the former president believed he had been unjustly driven from office by countries of the Gulf Cooperation Council in accord with the United States. Mack told VOA before news of Mr. Saleh's death, the former president wanted to have one chance to restore his reputation, which had been terribly, terribly damaged during the past decade.
He's gone from having the reputation of being the supremely capable political operator within Yemen to being somebody who was just out for personal power and was prepared to see tremendous suffering of Yemeni people in the process.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In a victory for President Trump, the Supreme Court decided Monday to allow his latest travel ban to remain in force while the legal fight continues in the lower courts. Seven of the justices ruled in favor of the administration. Two said the partial stay on the ban should continue. The court did not give a reason for its decision. The travel ban is the third one Trump has issued. It bars most travelers from eight countries: Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen. Six of those eight countries are Muslim-majority nations. This is VOA News. For the first time since 2011,